This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Poinsettias are a very popular plant or flower throughout the holiday season, whether you're seeing them at church, at your house for decorations, or wherever it may be. They seem to be everywhere during Christmas time and on into the new year. So today we're going to start out by learning some facts about poinsettias. There are over 100 varieties of poinsettias available, and at one time they were only available in the color red, but now they are available in pink, white, yellow, purple, salmon, and even in multicolors. The showy colored parts of poinsettias that most people think of as the flowers are actually colored bracts or modified leaves. Joel Roberts Poinsett introduced the poinsettia plant to the United States from Mexico. Poinsett was a botanist, physician, and the first United States ambassador to Mexico. December 12th is Poinsettia Day, which marks the death of Joel Roberts Poinsett in 1851. The red poinsettia still dominates over all of the other color options, so most of the poinsettias you see will still be the color red. Poinsettias contribute over $250 million to the U.S. economy at the retail level, and California is the top U.S. producing state for poinsettias. Poinsettias are the best-selling potted plant in the U.S. and Canada, and they are the most popular Christmas plant. Most poinsettias are sold within a 6-week period leading up to the holiday, which represents more than $60 million worth of sales. And finally, it's estimated that women account for 80% of poinsettia sales. Next, we'll wrap up our show with the top 10 reasons why Santa Claus could have been a farmer. Number 10, he takes care of the needs of the whole world. Number 9, he covers a lot of ground in a hurry when the pressure is on. I think you can all relate to that, especially when you're trying to get the seed in the ground or when harvest is near. Number 8, he's used to getting in and out of tight places. 7, he could stand to lose a few pounds. Probably because number 6 is that his wife is an excellent cook, and I think all of you farm wives listening can relate to that. Number 5, he's good with kids. Number 4, he works outside even in bad weather. Number 3, he knows how to get by with the same equipment season after season. Number 2, he's good with livestock. And finally, number 1, he works all year just to give his stuff away. I hope you have a very Merry Christmas and enjoy it with family and friends. And that's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.